Pitlet says, Vayhi loichein, vayumus loisayom bishar, vayumus. And it happened that way that the Tfuah of the week came down, and the people killed that person. So you see, he got back his punishment, midah k'neged midah. And Rashi says, the bedoba shekofa boy, the thing that he denied, midah, he got punished. Shleyochal misham, he did not eat from there. V'nirmas barag leha boy liknois, but he was trampled over the feet of the people that are coming to buy the Tfuah. So that's this midah k'neged midah, he was kofar, he denied it will be the wheat, and therefore got his punishment back when people came to buy the wheat, he was trampled upon. So Noah says, no, maybe the Dilma killed us Elisha Gormaloi, maybe it was Elisha cursed him, maybe the curse of Elisha is what caused him to die, because the Yomer of Yudam Arav, Kilalas Chochom Afilu Alchinam Hibo, and if a Chochom gives a curse, even though he does not mean it, it's achinam, still comes. Sumer says, in Cain, that would have been the chat, licht of crow, the apostle should have wrote, vayimusuhu vayomus, and they trampled over him and he died, stam. Why did he die? Maybe because of the curse of Elisha. But my bishar, what does the pasuk say? He died in the shar, in the marketplace. It means al iske shar, he died because of the marketplace. That was the midah k'neged midah. And since he denied it would be the wheat, therefore he was punished through the wheat. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mina yinot chiyas ha-meisa min ha-teira. Now the Gemara is going to bring down different sukkim, that some sukkim is obvious, some sukkim is not so obvious, but Chazal Darshan, from these tzukim, we learn our opinion of Tchiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Shinema, because one pasuk says in Bamidbar, U'nesate minenu es trumoso es trumas Hashem, l'yaron HaKoyim, that you will give truma to Aaron HaKoyim, a pasuk in Bamidbar. So the question is, V'chi Aaron l'yolam kayim, will Aaron always be alive? Like, how is it possible to give truma to Aaron HaKoyim? Fa'alo lo nichnesu l'Eretz Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen did not come into Eretz Yisrael. She raised him right Truma, that we should give him Truma. Truma was first Chal when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. The Tfuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that's Chayiv and Truma. So how does the Pasuk say here, Nesatim Imenu, Truma Sashem, will give Truma Sashem to Aaron. Aaron wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael should give him Truma. And from here we learn out the Rav Malamed that comes to teach us, She'osid Liyos, that in Mitzvashem Aaron there will be a Tchias HaMeisim, Aaron will be here. The Yisrael Meisim Lo Truma, and then Klai Yisrael will give him Truma. Mikan, so from this pasuk is a remez, Le Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. From here, Reb Yechon learns out that Tchias HaMeisim is Midiraisa. And Rashi says, Yishosid L'chayis means Lelo Mabo. Shrud is a Rai, Rashi learns like the Batmuth trap we said before, that when it says here, Olam Abo, it's not talking about the Olam of the Nishomis, where they are right now, but it means the Olam that will be after Tchias HaMeisim. So that's what you say, Shosul Chayis, means Olam Abo, when there will be Tchias HaMeisim, then Aaron will live, that's considered Olam Abo. The Gemara says, the day Rabbi Yishmo, Tomat, Rabbi Yishmo learned, not like Rabbi Yechanan, but from this pasuk there's no proof of Tchias HaMeisim. He learned like this, Li'aron, what does the pasuk say, Nesatim Imenu was Frumas Hashem, Li'aron, what does it mean, Li'aron? It means a limud, Ka'aron, that you have to give it to a kohen like Aaron, not that you give the truma actually to Aaron a kohen. Avad Aaron did not live in Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's no, you can't give it to him. It just means to teach us that any kohen that you want to give truma to, he has to be a chover, he has to be like Aaron. That ma'ar and chover, just like Aaron was a chover, means he was makbe in hilchos tuma v'taira, af bon of chaverim, you can only give it to kohanim that are chaverim that are makbe to make sure that no one's eat the truma v'taira, and you won't come to bring them to do averus. And Amr Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonason, Minayin Shein Noisnim Truma L'Kohen Amoritz. How do I know that you're not allowed to give Truma to a Kohen that's an Amoritz, that is not Makbel in Hilchos Tumah V'Torah? Shinema, because there's a pasuk in Divrei Yom that says, V'Yoymel Om, L'Yoshvei Yerushalayim, Losseis Minos HaKohanim, V'Alevim, L'Man Yechesku B'Soros Hashem. That you have to give the truma to a kohen that yechazu b'toros Hashem. That means called hamachzik b'toros Hashem yesh lo minos, any kohen that keeps the Torah Hashem is matpil nechotum of a tyro, he deserves a portion in truma. But v'shein ein machzik b'toros Hashem, or kohen that does not keep the halachas of tumah v'tayra, ein leminos, he does not deserve to have a portion. And Omer Rav Acha bar Adam, Omer Rav Yehuda, kol ha'noisein truma l'kohen amoritz, whoever gives truma to a kohen that's an amoritz, is kilu noisein l'fnari, it's a muscle as if you're giving it in front of a lion. What does it have to do with a lion, with an ari? It means like this, ma ari, just like a lion. Sofik adaris v'yoichel, sofik ein adaris v'yoichel, when a lion takes an animal and he tears it apart and kills it, it's a doubt, maybe means to eat it right now, and maybe no, maybe it does not mean to kill it, to eat it right now, but just wants to hide it for later on, to use it later. So the same thing af kain amor, the same thing when you give truma to a kain that's namor, it's sofa doichle betaira. Like maybe you'll take it right now and eat it right now. So if you know that he's tor, maybe then it'll be okay. But there's still the doubt, the sofik oichle betumo. Maybe he's not going to eat it right now. He's going to wait and save it for later. Just like an ari, he saves the food for later. And by later, maybe you'll be tummy. So therefore you can't give truma to a kohen that's an amoritz. Rabbi Yechanan says, af gorim lamisa, by you giving him the truma, you can cause him to die. Shinema, because the pasuk says, u'meisa boi ki yichalhu, that if a kohen eats it when he's tamei, like he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so you're going to cause this amoritz to eat truma when he's tamei, so that's why you should not give him truma. Tevei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Tona, he learned like this, af masiya of an ashoma, you also bring in upon the samoritz an avir of an ashoma. Shinema, the pasuk says, vasiya oisam avin ashoma biyochle meskotrayim, like you bring in upon them chatoyim, when they can eat it, bituma. The Rashi says, avin ashoma means avin as harbay, you bring in a lot of different avirs upon him. Rashi means, like minim b'michlum b'sorv yoskotrayim, because they'll come to eat, kotchim, when he's tomei, there'll be a lot of avirs. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Simoy says, minayin v'tchias ameisim in atayra. Where is there proof from the Torah that there will be tchias ameisim? Shinema, the pasuk says like this. The pasuk in Shemay says, v'gam hakimoisi es bris itom losos lem meserot kinoan. The Koshbol gave haptocha that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to the Yovis. So Gemara makes a drasha, makes a deal like this. Lohem lo nemor, doesn't say that Hashem will only give it over to the children. Elo lohem, mashma that Hashem will give Eretz Yisrael to the Yovis, Tavrom Yitzel v'Yakov. Akash Baruch Hu did not give it to them, they're not alive. He only gave it over to the children. So mikant, there's a proof. That there will be Tchias HaMesim, and then HaKadosh Baruch will give over to the Yovis Eretz Yisrael. This is the proof of Tchias HaMesim. Yeah, now the Gemara says, in parentheses, this Tzadik Gam Geshem Kom Simen. These are simonim of the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Shoalu Minim Esrab Gamliel. The Minim Esrab Gamliel. Who exactly are the Minim? Some say this is Christianity. So the Yisro ben Amriel, minayin shakorish baruch hu mechayim meisim. Where's your proof that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mechayim meisim, will bring the dead alive? Omalem, he said, min ha-Torah, min ha-Navim, min ha-Ksuvim. I have a proof from the Torah, from the Navim, and the Ksuvim. V'lo kivnu, but still they did not accept. Now, where were the proofs? V'lo kivnu mimenu, the meaning did not accept from Rabbi Gamliel. Min ha-Torah, where's the proof of the Torah? Tichsid, the pasuk says in the Devarim, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, Hincha Sheichet Im Avosecha V'kom. You're gonna, like, die, you'll have a kfir, you'll be buried with your fathers, and then the pasuk says, V'kom, you'll get up. So Mashma Moshe will get up, there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. Omulay, the minim said back, no. Like, who tells you to stop after the word V'kom? But maybe the Duma continues on. Stop after Hincha Sheichet Im Avosecha, period. Now, V'kom Omazeh V'zona. It means continue that after Moshe dies, then the nation will get up and do bad. So there's no proof of Tchias HaMesim. Then the second fruit was from the Nevi'im. Min ha-Nevi'im dechsit, because as the Pesach in Yecheskovet says, Yichyu meisechu nevelosi yikumim, that your dead will awake. Hakitzu, they'll wake up, Aranimu, and they'll sing, Shrech ne'yof for the people that die on the ground. Kital onris talecho, because the dew will come down, the Eretz referring tapil. So the Kitta says clearly here, that Yichyu meisechu, that your dead will become alive. So Mor says, no, the Dilma maybe here the Pesach is talking about Mesim Sheikh Yecheskel, that Yecheskel brought people to life again. Then the Pesach is talking about them, but not that there'll be a matzah, there'll be a time when there'll be a Tchias Mesim for Klal Yisrael. In other words, you have no proof that there'll be a Tchias Mesim for Olam Haba. Then Minak Suvim, where's the proof from Suvim? This said there's a pasuk in Shirashim that says, Vechiche kiyein atoiv, like you like, mouth is like sweet wine. Holech ledoidi lemeshorim is very sweet. Doivev sifse yishonim, that the lips of the people that sleep will move. So what do you mean that lips will move? Mashma, they'll become alive again. They'll be Tchias Mesim. So Mor says, no. The Duma, maybe they entered back. Maybe this person just means Ruchushay Marashim Shizvasay Biyama. Just means that the lips of the dead people will move. And Rabbi Yechonah, like Rabbi Yechonah says, the Yom Rabbi Yechonah, Mishim Mishim Ben Yoy Tzadik, Kol Mi Shinyam Ralloch Rabbi Shmoy, B'yelam Hazer, any Tzadik, that's the only person that was Nifta. And on this world, people still say over the halachas in his name. Siv Soysov, Dodavais Bekever, when they say over the halach in his name, that person, that niftar, his lips are moving Bekever. Shinem, because the Pesach says of here, Dodavais Siv Seyishonim. So just means that the Mason itself will be like talking, but not that there'll be a Tchis Mason. So from these psukim, the meaning were not makabel. The Mor says, Ad Shomalem, until he finally came and told him, Mikrozef Nisposik. Until Ram Gamliel told him from Nisposik. Here they agreed. And the Pesach says, like I said before, Asher Nishpa Hashem Lavaseichem, Losseis Lohem, that Kosh Baruch gave his shua that I'll give to them, to the Yavas Eretz Yisrael. So Lohem Lohenemer, it doesn't say that I'll give Lohem to you, to the Bonim, Elo Lohem, rather that the Yavas will receive Eretz Yisrael. I, the Yavas, are not alive now. From here, there's a proof, L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, that there will be a Tchias HaMesim. And the Yeshurim, some say, Min HaMikra HaZeh, this is the pasuk that they agree to. That, Min HaMikra HaZeh Molehem, the pasuk says in the Devarim, V'yatem HaDveikim HaShem LaKeichem, you should be attached to Hashem, Chayim Kulchem HaYoim, like you're all living today. So, parenthesis, we have it, that Pshita Dechayim Kulchem HaYoim, for sure, well, but Pshita, of course, they're alive today. And what it means to teach us, Afilu b'yom shekol olam kula meisim matem chayim. Even at the time when everybody else will die, you'll still be alive. In other words, there'll be a tchias meisim. But that's in parentheses, the mashal takes it out. But we have the gersuris, Ma hayom kulcham kayomim, just like right now, everybody is here alive. After olam habo, when it comes the time of olam habo, whether it means b'shas, by Mashiach's time, at tchias meisim, kulcham kayomim, you'll all be alive. So from this pasuk also, even the Minim agreed that there is Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. Rashi explained as last Rashi is, because the word Hayoim is extra. It just should have said, Chayim Kulchem. What does that to say, Chayim Kulchem Hayoim? It's come to teach us that there'll be a day that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara says, Shalu Reinim Esther Yeshua Ben Chananya. The Romans asked him, Shur Mechananya, Minayin Shakosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Esim, where is your proof that Kosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Esim? And also secondly, the Yodeya Mashas Elias. The Kosh Baruch Hu knows the future. Is Omelu, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back, Tavayim Minamikrozim. I have a proof of both of them from one pasuk. Shinem the pasuk says, "Vayoyim Hashem Amoshem, Hincha Shoychev Im Avasechem, like you're going to be mace, and you'll be nikpa, you'll be buried Im Avasechem, and become, you'll get up, and also Om Azir Vazona, that the nations will do chavim, the kaisa will do chatoim." So see, both things. There's this word "become" could be dashed in both ways.
on the part of it before. Hincha Shechem Masechah Bekom goes on Moshe Rabbeinu who get up, and also in the future Bekom Omazeh that Klaus of Udu Chatoim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu knew the future. So he answered back, the Rambam said back, no. Vidoma, maybe the pasuk only means they come on Mazer Bezona. Not that Moshe will get up, but just that the Christ will come with Ducha Taim. But you have no proof for me if it's Chiesa Mason. Omelu, so Yeshua said back, listen, Nekoto Mia Pagab Yadaychu, Hakoponim, you have here for the answer. That Hakoponim, you're asking to me, to Yodei Yamash Rasaliyah, because Baruch Hu knows what's going to be the future. It may not move on like this also, on Rabbi Yechon Mishun Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy. Me nine to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechai Mesim. How do I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Mechai Mesim? The Yodei Ma'ashras and Niyas and Kodesh Baruch Hu also knows what the future. So of course it's a question, what's the question altogether here? Of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what the future is going to be. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, where's the Raya from Sukkim? Where is it so clearly in the Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future? So he said from this pasuk, Shinema the pasuk says, Hincha Shechavim Ima Vesechem, Vikom, and we dash in both ways, that the beat is a mason, and that of course Baruch Hu knows what the future will be. Tani we learned, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, the Dover said this thing, Ziyafti Sifrei Minim, that the Sifrim is Ziyafti, I made first, the Sifra of the Minim. Shoyimim, that was their theory, because they used to say, "Ain't Chiyas Mesim in the Torah." That there's no Chiyas Mesim. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there be a Chiyas Mesim. Amatulim, so I said to them, "Ziyavtem Torasechem loyalisim biyetchem." Like you want to be Messiah, if you want to change around our Torah to say that there's no Chiyas Mesim, like you said before, the Kom does not go back on Moshe, but it goes on the future. You should know. But you did not do anything, you didn't gain anything. Because you want to say, ain't Chiesa Mesa in the Torah, that there's no Chiesa Mesa from the Torah, I'll bring you proof anyway from the Torah itself, that there is a Chiesa Mesa. Another Pesach, Harei Rehmu, the Pesach says, by a Pesach of Kidvar Hashem Bozov Yitzmusvois of Hefer, so Pesach says, He chorus a nefesh shehi, avoynevo, the pasuk says, he should be cut off if he receive chorus, he's chopped off, and avoynevo, his aveir is still with him. So the question is, the pasuk says, he chorus, b'ilo mazeh, he'll be cut off from this world. Avoynevo, so what does it mean to say his oven, his aveir will still be with him? Where is it going to be? He's going to be cut off from this world. Liyemus, Lab Noelim Abor doesn't mean that his neshama will still be a Noelim Abor, and Noelim Abor get his din for this chet. So you see, there is a Tchias Amesim. Oma Leirav Popula Abaya, Popula said back to Abaya, Tulei Melu Tavayu, Mi Yikoros Yikoros. Why don't you dash in the Pesach itself that says a double lesson of Yikoros Yikoros? To say one means Noelim Azir, and one means Noelim Abor. To see there is no Elam Abor, that's why it says a double lesson here. So he entered back now, because in Rabbi Yamalu, they would have entered back and said, that deep rhetoric lesson when they had them, this double lesson of Ikoros to Ikoros here, there's no proof. Maybe that's the way the Torah talks. And Kitanor really is the Machlekes about this Svara. When the Machlekes are known like this, the Pesach says, Ikoros to Ikoros, so one dashes, he calls Bela Mazer means to be cut off from this world, and he calls Bela Mazer lost to be cut off from Bela Mazer. People are Rebbe Kiva. These are words of Rebbe Kiva. So from this pasuk we see Taka be cut off from Bela Mazer. And this Omele Rebbe Yishmael said back now, the pasuk says, Es Hashem Hu Megadif, that there's a parasha of Megadif cursing Hashem, and this Mandyam Rebbe Kiva holds that's talking about also Avodah Zarah. So it comes out by Avodah Zarah, it says three times the word he chorus. So the question is, V'chish Leish Elamim Yesh, and you ever going to dash and he chorus the chorus from Elam Azin Elam Abo? So that's the third pasuk of Es Hashem Hu Megadeh V'nichrasa. So the third time the word V'nichrasa by the Chet of Avodah Zarah. What do we have to have it for? There are no three worlds. Alright, turn over. The question was, V'chish Leisha Lemon? Yesh, are there three worlds? Elu Radu would ask like this, V'nichrusa means V'elam Azeh. calls from this world. He calls means Olam Habo. And that's the Pasuk by Megadeth. The Pasuk says here, he chorus. See, all this is deeper Torah Plashim B'nei Adam. You don't make two drushes. So you see from the Pasuk of he chorus, you could say it's not extra. So if we had it being in the proof that it says Avoy Novo, that's the proof that there still be, on Olam Habo, there still be a Tchisa Mason. Now the Gemara says, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, or Bein Rabbi Kiva, Avoy Novo, my Avdi Bey, what do they do with the Pasuk of Avoy Novo? In other words, they both agree from this first pasuk of the chorus, whereas the chorus that says by Megadiv that is meaning of Olam Habo, is meaning of Chisum Eisim. So what does the pasuk say Avoy Novo for? So the answer, look at the time like we learned. Yochla would have thought to say, Afilu was a tshuva, even the case where the person did tshuva. Still, if Avoy Novo will be with him for Olam Habo, Talmud Lemina, the pasuk says, Avoy Novo, his oven is chet is with him. That means, no yamati ala bisman shavoy novo. He'll only get the punishment, bisman he has the avoy that he did not do tshuva. The Rashi says, shavoy novo, shalai shav kode misas have a bikoris. Avu shav loy, where a person does tshuva, then that could take away koris. Because koris is only koris money does not do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, could be then Hashem will take away his koris, Hashem will not kill him before his time. Now Shalom, Kleputriya Mahusa, the queen for Patria asked Rabbi Meir, Omra was said over that Yodano, I know, the Chai Yeshivi. I believe you that the be a Tchisa Mason that you heard that Hashem will bring alive the dead. The Siv was as a Pesach in Tilim that says, for your Tzitzu Meir that will come up from the city, Kiesev Eretz, like the grass coming out of the ground. That means the Sadikim Lesed Levi that will come out. Like Rashi says, Yitzitzu Meir, Shasidim Yisrael Letzitz V'lifrech Mie Yishlayim, the Christ will grow out from Yishlayim. Who could have been at the Gemara and Suba says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysim La Mechilis Da Tzadikim V'ochem Yodom Yishlayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make tunnels to the Tzadikim that they'll crawl through wherever they were buried and they'll come to Yishlayim and there they'll come up. So the Pesach of the Bitzchis Mason. But the question was, Eluk Yishrein Oimdim, will they get up? Oimdim Arumim, will they get up naked? Or Bubushay, will they come up with their clothing? Oimdim, will they get up with their clothing? Omulos or may answer the back, Kavachayna, the Kavachayna Mechita from wheat. Umachita Madach wheat. Shenik Brarumah, you put a seed of wheat into the ground, it's Arum, it's naked. It's alone, it's bare. Yotza, when it grows up, Bechama Levushim, when the wheat grows up, it has shaft all over it. It has plenty of covers all around it. If so, Tzadikim, Shenikborim Levushayim, when we bury a Tzadik, he's buried with Tachrichim, we put him into the ground with Tachrichim, with clothing, in the Lachas Kama Bechama. That when he comes up, for sure he'll come up with plenty of clothing. Now, Omalei, Kaisel Rab Gamliel, the Emperor said to Rab Gamliel, Amrisu the Shechiva Chaya, you Jews hold that your mason will become alive again. However, Yofra, either mason turned into dust, for Yofra, Mika Chaya, could dust become alive again? How is it possible? So the Gemara says,